This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, from superchargers and brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Peter Rosenberg!
Shout out to that guy, Red.
The majesty.
Oh, my goodness.
It's professional wrestling.
Stay mage and enjoy yourself.
It's still rooted.
Delicious chicken.
It was repug.
It's professional wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world's number one sports and recreation podcast, Cheap Heat, Tuesday, March 19th. Wow, that's fast. We are like 2 weeks and 2 days away from the big Cheap Heat show live from Philly at Fringe Arts. It's happening. That everyone is talking about. Everyone in Philly is discussing this. We're basically at sellout levels. We technically have, it says 30 available, but we're going to have probably, about 10 with us total. So that knocks us down to about 20,
Dip is probably expecting more than 10.
Well, Dip's charging all his friends.
Yeah. Yeah, no one listens to me speak for free, no matter what the relationship.
Yeah, Dip sent all of his old high school friends a ticket link so they could watch him just talk about professional wrestling.
That's right. If you want to see me after 5 or 6 years of not seeing me pre-COVID, you're going to have to pay for it.
You're charging your old friends to see you. But here's the kicker. A, they won't know what he's talking about. And B, afterwards, he'll be talking to peckerheads and they won't be able to get a word in edgewise. So they'll see him from afar, they'll leave.
All my high school friends have had bagels before, so they'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
It's a good point. That is a good point. At least for the bagel portion of the show, they'll be aware of what's going on. So shout out to everyone who's already bought tickets. The shirts are ordered. There are a few smalls. There are a few double XLs. There are a handful of mediums.
Dip went to war for the smalls. The small shirt wearing community needs to be thankful.
Well, I mean, not that many should be thankful because there aren't that many shirts that have been ordered. But
it's more than zero.
And actually, it wasn't Dip though that pushed it over the line. It was the one woman who emailed me saying that she felt discriminated against. And
yeah,
she used the word discriminated against.
No, but she didn't. Calm down, Mark Lamont Hill. It wasn't that serious. She just said small people have needs. Okay. And so we did the best we could. All right. So we are excited to see everyone in a couple of weeks. SGG joining us from the home of WrestleMania XL. Not small. It's not WrestleMania small, guys. No. It's WrestleMania XL. And coming to us from Los Angeles, California, is the Magent himself, 36 to 35, Dipperstein. Hey, Dip, how are you?
Hi. Nice to see you.
SGG, how are you? You doing good?
I feel like no is the answer to that question.
You're not who? You are Dip?
I'm great, but Dip has to think about it.
So. He always does. Always. He always has to think.
Yeah.
Dip needed a moment.
And how are you doing?
I'm okay. You know, today I'm honest.
You're 2 weeks away.
I know. Thank God. I'm thinking about making the earlier voyage.
Well, at the beginning of the week?
Yeah.
Wow. We'll see. We'll see. It's very exciting.
From Barclays in Brooklyn.
That's what I'm saying. And now The Rock has announced that he will be there, which I was not able to announce last week, though I tried to intimate that it would be a big one. But yes, now the great one will be there at Raw, which is where we could start the show, because there is some disagreement both in our texts and in the Discord I saw. You know, Dipperstein came in hot, raving on Friday night about how much he loved The Rock. And it was funny because you read, no, SGG, wasn't there a rave that we woke up to on Saturday morning?
Yeah, there was a rave. There was an absolute rave.
And SGG and I were probably the coolest we'd been on The Rock since his return. And you seemed the highest you'd been. So I'm curious how we landed there because, I didn't love Friday, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. Some of these just get to be a little bit self-indulgent. Mm-hmm. Like we just start repeating things and it feels like we're just kind of out there. Like we're just kind of just doing what we're going to do. The song was great. The song was nostalgic. It took you back. I mean, Rock singing was never my favorite Rock, but I respect it for what it is and people enjoy it. And it was that. But then where I really didn't like it, and maybe I've realized over time it's working because he is a heel and I find it so annoying, was him referencing the Final Boss thing.
But they're going with this. They've declared
they are going
that the Final
this.
Boss is now his thing. Heyman said it last night too.
Yep.
And I if they referenced it once or twice, I wouldn't hate it because it does make sense that he is the Final Boss. And I say Final Boss, like I use that phrase in life too. And I think it's like a good reference point to how to describe somebody. However,
sure,
I don't think that it needed to become a thing. I don't think it needed to become a thing. Like we love wrestling. Wrestling is great. I don't think it's on that level.
And it did become it is clear now that like we will get to Mania, and in the tag match, Michael Cole will be saying the Final Boss.
Yes.
The Rock. Like that is the path we are clearly on.
And that's part of what's taking me out of it too, is that all his new things, I'm not really feeling them. Like I wasn't feeling the Cody Crybaby. I'm not really feeling the Final Boss. I like the nostalgic things, but like the new things, I'm not really here for. I've come to this place after, you know me, I'm Mr. Let It Play Out. I'm Mr. Let's see what's going to happen.
You're Greg Let It Play Out Hyde.
Yeah, and there's still some time for it to play out, but if I have to say how I feel in this moment about The Rock and his return so far, I'm not really feeling it like that. Because
really? You're not feeling it.
Overall, not feeling it. Like, I love the nostalgic things, but like you said, it's very self-indulgent. And, you know, there was a moment, right, when the Bloodline, when Rock and Roman were in the ring with Cody and Seth, I feel like The Rock spent so much time on the mic not furthering the story and not furthering the angle. And then he got slapped, and then it went right off the air, like milliseconds after he got slapped. It's like, come on, security was around the ring. I'm a lifelong wrestling fan. When I see security, I expect to pull apart brawl. But we spent so much time with The Rock talking and not getting out his points that we didn't get the pull apart brawl. And then SmackDown comes around in Memphis and he does The Rock concert, which is about 10 minutes. Enjoyed it. And then we get another 10 minutes of him with a weight belt threatening to beat people, that still doesn't really further the story. And
No. And then don't leave out one thing to add to that, SGG. And I don't necessarily think I feel as strongly as you do, but I will contribute to your thoughts here. Don't leave out the fact, if you want to point out the self-indulgent part, he also couldn't stay all the way heel on Friday. He still wanted to get cheered as a baby face in Memphis. That was the thing I didn't like.
And he does the goosebumps every time.
Mind the goosebumps because he changed it to this. He updated it to make it a little more heelish and sort of demonstrative. I don't hate that.
But to me, it feels like he's doing what he was going to do anyway if we were going to get Rock and Roman. But it's just like he's substituting in Cody. And maybe that's why
That's a good point. That's your best point. Here's where I feel like it's lost me a little bit, okay? It went from Rock sort of veering into, am I feuding, like foreshadowing a feud with Roman as a result of this whole thing, to it becoming now more all about Cody.
Yeah.
And it's less interesting heel Rock versus babyface Cody than it is like, is Rock heel and will eventually he turn on Roman and will he continue to acknowledge Roman? That is more interesting television than him just making fun of Cody Rhodes. And that's where it's starting to veer off a little bit for me.
There's a problematic piece here, which is that he doesn't have a one-on-one match with Cody. The right. Rock does.
Right. So you don't want him to a one-on-one match too. Don't forget
right.
that.
That is true too. Now, all of this, I would argue, and I don't know where SGG lands on this, because like as you just heard, he's a little more critical. I still am very excited week to week to see everything play out. I think this is still a fantastic build overall.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, now he's been here. Here's the thing though. Here's the thing. Love that you're back. Love that you're around week to week. But now that you're here week to week, we're going to get to dissecting you like we do everybody else.
Exactly.
Now it's time to take these critiques and not just get. And that's the scary part about coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you just show up every couple of years for one segment and you toss people out of the ring, hit a people's elbow and keep it moving, everyone goes, yay, Rock came back.
Yeah, and he played the hits. And we love that for what it is. But now you can't give us an extended.
Here. Now we're here.
Hits.
And in all fairness, I'm not going to lie to you. I was bored of just getting the hits. I was like, all right, I'm sick of every 3 years we get the hits. I want more. Now we got more. Great. Now you got to be able to sustain week to week and see where this thing goes. Mm-hmm. And I think he's still like, I just want to be clear. I think he's being great at being a bad guy. Like I find him in some ways, all the self-indulgent things we're playing on play perfectly with what he's doing. Like he's the boss. He can set the terms of what he does. He's a big Hollywood star. He shows up, he does what he wants. Like that does play into it. But then like last week he disses Ja Morant and then it hits you with but I love you.
I love you, Ja.
Like, no, bro. Hate Ja Morant. You're right. In Memphis. Call him a
heel on Memphis. There's been so many times that I've seen heels go into their hometown and still crap on their hometown.
I thought he would say, and by the way, hometown of Jays.
Hometown of Jays, yeah.
I would have loved to hear him say, I spent a lot of time here, you know? And thank God I never have to come back.
Right.
You know? So I would have loved to see Rock run down everything he could have about Memphis rather than sort of play the, but I still do want to get some cheers. Oh, I do have some lotion coming out this weekend. You know, that there is still a little bit of that. And I just wish we could let go of all of it so we could enjoy this fully and be in the moment.
Yeah. And two things you said too, that I want to jump on and piggyback off of. One, yes, Rock, we still love you. We're still fans. But when the mics are on, you got to get these critiques. If we see you at Mania, we're going to smile, take our picture, tell you how much we love you. You're going to get the goosebumps. You're going to get all that. But when the mics are on, we got to critique you because it's a time to be a fan and there's a time to be a professional. And the second thing you touched on is he did release some skincare products, some beauty products at a very timely time because there has been an epidemic of smelly wrestling fans at these shows. And if Rock, if you got 19 days, if you want to send us some Papa Tui, we'll try it out. We'll let the Peckerheads know that they can where they can get it.
Wow.
And what the products are that they can
need.
So wait,
you just critiqued the man and then tried to get the free skin.
Yeah, yeah, listen. What did I say? There's a time to be a critic, and there's a time to be a fan, and then there's a time to be a beggar for some free goods. And then I just tried to line up all three get us some of that Papa Tui.
I give credit where credit is due. You managed to do all of it, SGG. Bless you. But it's – so there's a lot to break down with regard to The Rock and Cody, and there's one more – oh, yes. The other debate that was happening in our chat yesterday was – over Cody, because the great Zach Linder, who used to work for .com, if you're unaware, did not like Cody yesterday. And I thought Cody was fantastic.
Same.
I thought, oh, so Dip, you want to, what didn't you like about Cody yesterday?
I don't like when he says talks like this, which is like, I don't like this. Cody Rhodes.
I'm sure he wishes you liked every inflection he had.
I don't like when he starts to talk like this, Peter and Greg.
This is, I mean, okay. Anything else besides that?
No, everything else was perfect.
I'm going to tell him right now.
But was it the point of that he was mocking The Rock, though? Like,
No. It's when he tries to make a real point. He starts to talk like this.
Dip is this. This takes us.
It
this
gets
takes us
a
back.
Little awkward.
SGG, Dip's criticism with that is sort of what it sort of takes me back to Rhea last week.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it's not that he's wrong. It's and a lot of people were weighing in. I agree with Dip. I don't agree with Dip. Blah, blah, blah. But I. It's not about agreeing or disagreeing to me. It's about what I prioritize as criticism. That's all. And well, in this case, even more subjective though, because I would agree objectively, Rhea still has work to do on the mic. The Cody thing is literally just pure taste. That's literally Dip just being like, I don't like how you do the little fakakta thing.
I am in on Cody Rhodes, as you know. I think I got to tell you, I was talking to somebody yesterday about this. I'm at this point. This is how I'm feeling. Hogan, Stone Cold Steve Austin, John Cena, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes. He's the next.
You're saying he's the next after John Cena?
No.
After Roman Reigns. After he said Roman. Hogan, Stone Cold, John Cena, after Roman, Cody Rhodes.
What do you mean in terms of face of the company?
Yes. In terms of face of the company, top guy. He is the, it's him.
In Dip's defense, he wasn't here when you said this last week on the Tuesday show. And
yeah, I mean,
people could deny that fact. I mean, I would say that people would probably argue against that.
No, I don't think there's, I think.
Listen, we are in the era where people are denying facts, but the key word that you use there is that it's a fact.
Yeah, the more interesting thing to me would be to debate where he'll end up relative to Roman and John. That's going to be the fun thing to watch is like, how far can Cody go? Does he have another gear? Because Destiny and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Cody has lasted longer as a cheered babyface than John Cena ever did.
Yeah, it's been the whole 3-year run.
Consistent cheers. It's John's consistent cheers. Once he was a made guy on top.
Has it been 3 years already?
No, it's been 2 years.
2 years, 2 years.
Once John was the made guy on top, the smattering of boos started.
It did?
And then, oh yeah. And then within a year, year and a half of him being on top, it was like half boos.
Right. It was even less than that. Cause I remember the We've Seen Enough stuff started like,
oh my God. And then 2 years into it, 3 years into it, it was let's go Cena sucks. I mean, it really happened quick. So I'm probably going to say the same thing. Cody's is over a pure baby face. I mean, as in it's kind of forever. It goes back like 20 some years. I think that there's been this purely over a baby face that like kids and adults all cheer for. I think it's pretty rare.
I think that he's just more sincere than John Cena. And I think people sense that he feels more sincere as a babyface. And I think it's going to be a long time before people turn on Cody. I think it could be a while.
Yeah, I'm starting
to think
that too.
I'm not saying it's not going
to
happen, but it's going to be a while. It'll happen at some point. He's maybe not. I don't know. But he is the next guy. He is the next carry the company, face of the company guy. And I'm like happy that it's like changing and becoming someone different.
By the way, it's him now. It's him now. I mean, the fact is Roman's not on a full-time schedule. Like Roman's not doing the same amount of press that Cody's doing. Cody's already been handed the ball in terms of like, you're the guy.
You think completely has been handed the ball at this point?
I think he's thought of as, I'm not saying they think of him as the single most famous person we can access because they have Logan Paul, they have Roman Reigns, they have other people there that are very famous. But I think in terms of like thinking of who do we prioritize as we're doing a show and we need to make sure this guy comes so everybody's happy. Like we have an appearance. I think he's thought of first in all of those things. Probably that would be my guess.
You're probably right.
He's
at least
dude.
the first male.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. I mean, I think it's, you know, him and Bianca are those yeah. are the guys.
Him
the
and
people.
Bianca are like the two that are like,
you're right.
Top of the list for everybody. I think,
I think we're probably headed towards, if I had to guess, a Cody Rhodes win at WrestleMania and then a feud with The Rock until SummerSlam. And then you get The Rock until SummerSlam. And then I don't know. And then we may get The Rock for a while. I can't call it.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think we get The Rock for a while because eventually we're going to have to get Rock Roman. Maybe not.
No,
maybe
we have
that was something Roman. That we tried to figure out last time too. Last when we talked about this is who's going to be Cody's rival coming out of whatever the result at WrestleMania.
I think it's a good
is.
Question.
Well, one thing is clear though. One thing is clear from what's happened the last few weeks. We're getting Rock Roman and we're getting Rock Cody. Like those two things are both being set up simultaneously. Yes, we have a tag match coming up and that's great. But even that tag match is just going to further Rock Roman and Rock Cody.
It's Backlash Cody and The Rock. And then you have some angle where, I mean, this could happen at Mania too, but which I theorized a couple of weeks ago, but maybe you get Rock Roman. You give Cody the moment, his big clean win over Roman, you know, at the end of WrestleMania. And then at Backlash, you have The Rock. You have to build up to The Rock and Cody. You have, you know, The Rock lose to Cody and then Roman Reigns and The Rock at SummerSlam in a non-title match.
Could be that, but they could also like, they could avoid like things like Backlash and like the overseas PLEs. It may not even be for that. You know what I mean? It may be a straight up, they run SummerSlam, maybe Money in the Bank Toronto. You know,
I don't think we'll get past SummerSlam at The Rock. I think The Rock's last. I think The Rock, I think we're done. He's going to have to go back to work at some point.
He's the final boss. He's the member of the board. He's Seth's boss. He's Cody's boss. He is back at work right now.
Yeah, this is work. It? He owns this work. I mean, what are we talking about? I mean, by the way, though, it's funny that you say that because, like, does he need to go back to work?
No, but no. He will.
Of course not. No, he does because he's a crazy man and he has to. But he never has to make another film if he doesn't want to.
Yeah,
the man has a new product every 3 months. I just, you know, listen, you can't relate to people who are at this level of success. It's an unimaginable life that he's living. But I see him and I go, wouldn't it be fun to just go, you know what? I'm going to do like 2 years of like, this is what I do. I'm just going to like have fun. I'm just going to go back. I'm not going to work every week, but every couple of weeks, I'm going to jump on the private jet. I'm going to take my little adorable family and I'm going to go be a wrestler again. And it's going to be the best ever. And I get to sort of honor my family and do all this stuff. And then guess what? And then Hollywood's going to miss me. And then I'm going to come back and drop a movie again. Like, it's not the craziest thing in the world, but hey, I don't want to get greedy. We're just happy that The Rock is around and wants to be here.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED highlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I thought Cody was awesome last night, and I love that he called out the final boss thing. I love that he took a shot at Brian Gewirtz. I love that he kind of mocked The Rock for calling himself a heel. You know, and that was my disagreement with Zach in the chat, is that Zach was like, oh, Cody's trying to be cool using insider language. And I said, no. He's mocking The Rock for using insider language on social media. That's what that was. The Rock saying, I'm the biggest heel. No. He only did that, I think, because of The Rock.
Yeah.
The Rock, but Dip doesn't see social media. Dip doesn't see the social media. Rock's referring to himself as a heel all over social media.
Oh.
Do you know that?
No.
And that's the other thing, too.
That's like, important context for last night. The Rock is literally tweeting and posting IGs where he says, I'm the biggest heel since the 80s.
And he's saying Rock have those like words. Half a billion followers. Like, we don't need what he says on social media to get re-rocked on SmackDown.
Interesting.
In almost as long of a time.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's important context. Yeah. So Cody is 100% being like, all right, bro. Like that's what he's doing. Now, right. I never know. Here's the one thing about Cody. Cody, for me, makes it hard to believe his stuff. We always want to believe that there's a real feud. That's what we want. I mean, can we be honest?
Yeah.
We want Cody to actually not like The Rock. As much as it's great and we love the idea that they're all friends and everyone has a good laugh together, we really want to hear it and go, oh, no. I can tell. Cody doesn't want his ass around. He wants to send him back.
Why are you telling the world all our secrets?
You're the
Rock of podcasting.
The only problem I have with all that.
What a meta conversation this is.
It's all beyond meta. The only problem I have with us wanting to believe that Cody means everything that he says is that Cody is the greatest guy in the world. And I don't know if he can mean it. He is the nicest, most quality human being of all time. But that's what's so great is you don't know. He also takes this business incredibly seriously. Like, although Cody is the nicest guy ever, he does have that Bret Hart in him where it's like, there's a little bit of, dare I say, hold on.
It's still real to me, damn it.
That exists within Cody. It is still real to him, damn it. This is life. So I'm very, very excited and very, very curious about where we're going to go. And there's also other things happening at WrestleMania. Matches being made. Things are going on. Dip is still not interested. And did Sami Zayn and Gunther make you any more interested last night?
I didn't catch that segment. I got to watch it tonight. But okay, I read about it.
I don't know if it will. SGG, I don't know if it'll actually make him care more.
I'm most mad about the Usos right now. Oof.
But wait, but the Usos, I thought last night had a good night.
Me too.
What?
Jay pulled at the heartstrings for me a little bit, and then Jimmy was really like, I don't give a damn.
It was better, but it was still not. I need a step.
No. Okay, there could still be a step, but real quick, Dip, if your concern is, as it was for both of us last week when we were talking, that like they're kind of getting short shrift for Jimmy and Jay, having a segment last night with opening the show with Jimmy and Jay in the middle of the ring. I mean, that's what we're trying to, that's what we're asking for.
I know. I can't deny that, but Cody got involved and Solo got involved. So there was a little bit of like, I don't know. I still would like to see.
And the Cody part, which brings it closer to the bloodline, which is what you want.
You're right. But I'd still like to see, like, I would have liked to have seen The Rock like make that match or Roman like make that match as opposed to them randomly deciding they should have a match.
I hear that.
That's all. That's how I would sort of have tweaked it, but it's too late. Unless they do some segment with everybody, which they may. I mean, there's still a couple weeks left.
It could come as soon as Friday, right?
Because Cody said
he's going to walk into SmackDown alone, and Jey Uso told him not to trust it.
If the go-home show for Mania on Friday you know, before the show was like all of them in the ring facing off together, nose to nose, you know, all the heels and all the baby faces. Like that would be like meaningful and it would be a great visual. And I would like that a lot. So if they do something along those lines, then great. You know,
and what I would love about that too, is that it would increase the stakes for a Bloodline rules. And it would like really sort of put a visual on the fact that
good point.
It's not quite if Cody loses that the Bloodline has the upper hand. It's that Cody losing is just as dangerous for the Bloodline as it is for Cody Rhodes on Sunday.
What are the odds that this week The Rock comes out wearing a shirt that says The Final Boss?
Moments. I mean, will it be Versace? There are moments.
If he can get a Versace The Final Boss shirt, then I'm going to say 100%.
Oh, well, yeah, so far he has not worn a wrestling t-shirt. He has only worn Rocky clothes.
Right. So if he could get a Versace Final Boss vest.
Is he on SmackDown this week?
I don't believe so.
So that was, he ran. That was the three straight that he was going to do.
Yeah.
He did it. And then the next one is the Raw before Mania. Is that it?
Yes. And possibly the SmackDown before Mania, but definitely the Raw before Mania.
Also, I would love, just crazy wacky idea. Wacky. I'm going to throw this out there. I wouldn't hate, Rock, if since you're around, you popped up on one of these shows over the next couple of weeks that you're not advertised for. I wouldn't hate it. Like, I know it's great to promote them all, and it obviously helps sell tickets, and it's good for everybody. But it would be nice if on one of these ones, that because we have SmackDown this week, we have Raw next week, we have SmackDown next week, then we have the Barclays Center Raw,
yep.
Then we have the go-home SmackDown in Philly.
And then...
So we have five. Off. And by the way, Rock should be at the Hall of Fame to support Paul Heyman as part of the Bloodline. Just want to say that. He should be sitting there front. Wouldn't that be so dope, by the way, if they had the whole Bloodline sitting together in the crowd at the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Or standing behind Paul. Even better.
Oh, Midge.
Like Office Seeker, the whole thing. I have a dinner in Beverly Hills tonight. Oh. And I think the Versace store closes like around 8.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking maybe I get one for, get a Versace vest for Cheap Heat Live.
No, I'll tell you now, with inflation and 30 years, it's not a $500 vest anymore.
I'll look at the vest.
People are let me see right now. So I see right now, Versace is a weird brand, right?
In 97, it was a $500 shirt. It's not $500.
I'm not talking about the stuff you can get in the department stores. This is the stuff at the Versace store on Rodeo Drive. Like, you know, the real stuff.
I'm looking right now at the at their website. What would I even look that up under the kind of clothes that is? I mean, it's a shirt. I guess the shirt. It's a shirt.
Yeah.
You can get a nautical silk shirt for $1,500. Okay. This is a Rocky, a Rock like shirt. This is I'm going to send you guys a link here. You guys will all agree that here, I'm sending this to the group chat. This is a very Rock-like shirt, and it's $1,800.
Okay, let's look.
Tell me if you think that's Rock-like. He would need to cut the sleeves, of course.
Yes, it's Rock-like, yes.
$1,800 for that. Dip, get one for the show. You need one.
I'm thinking about it.
It'll be the only extra small they have.
No, Versace runs real tiny. It used to, anyway.
Oh, so he has to get, you have to get the, oh, it's only European sizes. Runs all the way up to 62 though, Dip. So don't you worry, from 44 to 62. Wow,
$1,825. That's a lot of money for a shirt.
But I got to tell you, what an interesting, weird brand. Not all of it. There's some normal things here. But the stuff that like The Rock wears, it is an interesting, bold thing that they do there.
Well, I'll say this. Rock, when you send us some Papa Tui.
Oh.
Just send us some Versace shirts.
God,
that's all you got to do.
What I pop big, Dip. Just no
send
offense.
Us some Papa Tui and some Versace shirts.
No offense.
And some Zoa energy.
It would be much. It would be much more ironic and would look better if SGG showed up in Philly wearing the Versace shirt. I got to be honest with you. Because like people would actually believe who listen to this podcast that you just went into the Versace store and bought a shirt one day.
Yeah, of course.
SGG, people know he's not giving up a vacation to go to the Versace store.
No.
So
no.
SGG showing up in that black and yellow, that is a, you know what, SGG, I may get it for you as a gift.
The Rock is going to send it with the Papa Tui, trust me.
Loungewear and robes, let's see if it's under that too.
Oh, well, because, I mean, you know what? He does flirt with robes, right? I mean, it's kind of robe-adjacent.
It's razor robe, like robe robes.
Because when he came out, though, it was like a suit vest that he had on, the Versace vest. So I'm wondering where is that? Where are they hiding that?
You know, The Rock, it is possible.
I don't see them here at all.
You know, it is possible that The Rock, in all likelihood, gets the special room treatment.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah. No question. I mean, at most of these stores, they have the special room. And you go, I'm The Rock. I'd like to go to the special room.
He's not going into the store.
His stylist is going to the store?
Yeah.
Yes.
When was the last time you think The Rock went to a store?
Gewirtz is going to the store. 20
years ago.
Longer. You don't think The Rock's been to a store for 20 years?
I don't think The Rock is casually walking into a clothing store at all.
Yeah, you know what? Because he's also, realistically, this is all gimmick.
The Rock isn't casually walking in anywhere.
Well, okay. but also there are celebrities as big as The Rock who could go into a store, but The Rock's not interested in that. It's not his thing. He doesn't actually care. He's wearing tank tops. He's wearing tank tops and sweatpants every day.
Yeah. I don't even, it's so unfathomable. I mean, I live in Hollywood. I see stars all the time. I can't even fathom the idea of seeing him casually walking around or doing anything like in public. I compared to others.
Yeah, he is unusual in that. I mean, I was telling Dip. Wait, did I tell you, Dip? Maybe I didn't tell Dip or either of you guys. I didn't put it in the chat. On Sunday, I walked right past Jerry Seinfeld at Central Park in Central Park.
Oh my God.
Guess what he looked just like? Jerry Seinfeld. 100% looked like Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld looked exactly like Jerry Seinfeld walking through Central Park. And thanks to my new glasses, I spotted him from so far away. It was crazy.
Was he alone?
No, he was walking with a friend and he was walking at such a pace that it was an unapproachable, unstoppable pace.
Of course.
You would have to tackle him. You would have to go, you'd have to be willing to say, I'm just going to wrap my arms around and bring him to the ground in order to force this man to have a conversation. So the best thing about it is though, so I see him, thanks to my glasses, I spot him way up ahead. But just as I spot him, Natalie, and he's far enough away that she could say it without him hearing, Natalie's like, is that Jerry? And as he gets close, I'm like, oh my God, that is Jerry. He walked right past. I go, that is Jerry Seinfeld. And then.
That's a big New York spotting, dude.
Natalie's friend who were with Megan is like, oh my God, Josh, her husband. She's like, Josh has to see Jerry.
No.
Meanwhile, Josh is way far back.
Oh.
So she has time to get back to Josh so he can Jerry's also have the spotting. So she runs back towards Josh. Now Jerry is between her and Josh. But Jerry doesn't see anything. He's walking the other direction. She lifts her arms up and starts going like this so her husband will just like look up and see that it's fucking Seinfeld. And it was hilarious. Natalie and I were dying. We're like, I can't believe that you're doing this. But I have to tell you, he is for an in the wild sighting, that is a high level celebrity for an in the wild.
Massive.
I've seen Seinfeld in the wild, believe it or not.
You've seen him in the wild too?
I have. You're not going to believe this, but I saw Jerry Seinfeld and Bill Clinton together.
In the wild?
On 125th Street in front of the Apollo Theater.
Well, what were they doing though? Was it an event or whatever? Or like, were they just at the Apollo?
I have no idea because I was like 17. I was just in the streets.
No.
And I walking down 125th Street, I see a crowd of people and I'm like, okay, something's going on. And then it's Jerry and Bill just posted up in front of the Apollo Theater.
That's not the wild, though, 125th. Greg.
Yeah, that's
if
wild.
If you saw Bill Clinton pumping gas, that's seeing him in the wild.
Okay? Yeah, the Apollo that's a thing. They were there.
Yeah,
Bill Clinton was there
like
shaking hands.
Jerry Seinfeld walking in Central Park is the wild.
That's the wild.
Listen, you kind of expect to see Jerry Seinfeld walking in Central Park. Do you expect to see Jerry Seinfeld and Bill Clinton just posted up on 125th Street?
No, you're right when you say it like that. But if you'd said there was no event and they were just buying.
I don't know if there was an event.
If they were in a bodega buying,
if they were
like
buying bootleg shirts.
You know,
rock owns.
You know, that would be a big deal.
Me and Jerry just want something we could roll up and enjoy. I mean, it wasn't that. Here in my favorite spot gonna go,
which probably did happen.
I need a
which
lie. Probably that did works. Happen.
What's the?
We were going to Red Rooster.
What's the main? What's Mrs. What's her face? What's the main soul food place?
Oh, Sylvia's.
We're at Sylvia's. Awesome. Yeah. I love Sylvia. Had to stop by.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he did. He
Mountain Dew. Let's go see if they still make it at the bodega.
Oh, the bodega. You know, I heard today it's July 11th. We're going to get ourselves a free Slurpee.
I got to say.
That's Bill Clinton in the wild.
I got to say, Dip, you do an excellent President Clinton.
Yeah, it was quite good.
I didn't know that you had that in the repertoire.
Oh, it's there.
Yeah.
That was an excellent Bill Clinton.
Every Southern person I do is just Phil Hartman doing Bill Clinton. No matter what Southern person you mention, whenever I do an impression on the K Show of Paul O'Neill from the Yankees, I always go, "Hey, Michael, it's me, Paul O'Neill." Every single time. And he's like, "But that's not Bill Clinton." I mean, but what else do you do with a Southern voice? By the way, do you guys realize the last Curb Your Enthusiasm is WrestleMania Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
We need
it's
a watch
Larry's
party.
Fault. Larry did this to himself for the things he said about wrestling. Now he has to go up against WrestleMania. Dip, did you catch up on, any of the AEW?
No.
What is going on, dude? What's happening with you?
I need one more weekend of you know.
It's a really, but this is but a
big
good
business last week. It's regular business this week.
This was
we're back to regular
decompress business. I can't say.
Isn't this how you decompress?
There's levels of decompression.
By the way, we're all waiting to hear you say what we know you're obviously going to say about Mercedes promo.
I can't.
It has to do with the microphone.
I can't.
Well, I'll say this.
Go ahead.
I think it was a good show. I wish they would have structured it differently with terms of her rollout. I feel like
Willow
and Rio should have gone on earlier. I feel like Joe and Wardlow should have got that main event. And I feel like she should have did the confrontation first, come out as a surprise, and then have a promo at the top of the 9 o'clock hour instead of her promo, then the whole show, and then she pops up at the end.
I 100% agree. I really think that was a huge mistake. By having her come out at the beginning, it's just you put her in a terrible spot. The only thing you can do is hand her a mic, and why would you do that? There's no need.
Right.
You just can close the show with her coming out and standing there. It's the easiest thing. You get a free week out of her just coming out and standing on the stage. Why jump right to the mic? This is interesting. Joseph Strzuski. You ever read Joseph's stuff in the New York Post there, SUG? I always say his name wrong. Strzuski.
Not. I can't say I read the New York Post.
Well, no. If you were to see a wrestling headline come up, though, he's the guy who writes wrestling stuff for them. And he's good. He's not at all, you know, New York Post-like. A bunch of, you have to remember the sports and entertainment pages of the New York Post, you kind of have to separate from the New York Post. He's a good one. And he has an article today. This is kind of interesting. WWE needs to look in the mirror after AEW's star-studded free agency haul. Interesting take. Curious to see what he has to say. I think it's mostly going to focus on Ospreay. But Ospreay and Mercedes.
And Okada. AEW did pick up some solid free agents, but I don't know that is as damaging to WWE as it's going to be.
Oh, Listen, I can tell you definitively, it will not be damaging. The only thing that it would be is missed fun. I just wish Ospreay had signed to WWE. That's all.
Yeah. Listen, I wish WWE got all of them, but that's where we are now, right? Like AEW exists and AEW is going to be a place where people can go and people are going to go. And in the case of Mercedes Moné, who, you know, they're saying now she's the highest paid women's wrestler right now, they're going to go for a significant bag. So if WWE is not willing to pay the bag, then they have to just make do with AEW taking that talent. And then when AEW gets that talent, they have to put them in positions to actually be real threats to WWE. It can't just be that on paper we have this incredible roster.
Well, I'm the real one that hits me is Ospreay. Mm-hmm. Like Mercedes had a long run in WWE. I think it'll be interesting actually to see her somewhere else. I don't, you know what I mean? I know that there are a lot of fans who would have loved to have had her back. And yeah, there are things to do with her now, of course, but it's not like she hasn't worked with a lot of the people that are already there. And Okada, fun as he will be, I don't know that he would get utilized the right way with the kind of product WWE does. I don't know that it maximizes his strength, which is the wrestling of it all. Ospreay is the one that to me stands out, SGG, because we've never had a Brit like him. He is a different kind of character. Like, there's no one on the roster in WWE right now who's cutting a promo that reminds you of what Will Ospreay does. And then there's also nobody really having matches quite like Will Ospreay does. So he brings something really fun and interesting. And like, you can go through the roster and picture how many fun different things you could do. Ospreay and Seth, Ospreay and AJ, Ospreay and Logan Paul, Ospreay. Like, there'd be so many fun matches. Plus, like, the crowd chanting, bruv. I mean, it's just a good time. Ospreay is just a good time.
Yeah, I don't think that this version of Will Ospreay that we got right now, like, I think AEW got to it on the stage that they got it to much faster than WWE would have. Because I feel like if he signs to WWE, you have to believe that he's going to NXT. I still don't see him as like a straight to main roster kind of talent.
I mean, he's ready on the mic, dude. I don't know enough about, I haven't watched enough of his matches yet to, and nor am I enough of an expert there probably to gauge whether he would need ring work, even though obviously he's a brilliant, we know, and I know you're not saying he's not a brilliant wrestler, but just stylistically.
Just the presentation, right? WWE put their fingerprints on everybody's presentation before they send them to Raw, and like they tweak it and they get it ready for what, for like their cameras and for how they set the stage for the world. And I don't think that Will Ospreay is a person that, even with his promos, right, as entertaining as they are, I don't think that verbatim he could say some of those promos on Raw.
No, you're probably right.
Although
maybe
he can now. I don't know.
And maybe it's just a matter of weeks. Maybe it's a matter of like, oh, hey, let's bring him. Maybe you don't even, it might not be that you even have to put him on NXT TV, much as he would have to go, you know, bring him down to Orlando for a month. I don't know that you need to put him. I wouldn't. He's such a big international star. Now, granted, I know that's, I take that with a grain of salt. It's still with the nerds. I'm not saying he's such an international star with people who don't know.
Yeah.
But where I think you could still debut him, I would debut him on big TV. By the way, anyone going to come back now and apologize? I don't remember who I even argued with, but about the Jade being completely ready, let's just throw it right up on SmackDown or Raw.
Yeah, it wasn't me because I said
no. You were with me. You said NXT. I was like, I don't think we're going to see her on TV. I think there's a lot of work to be done in the ring still, and the question is, that's interesting. And by the way, again, her debut was amazing. She killed it. Could not have been better. I told her when I saw her, like literally that could not have gone better.
Yo, she's crushing these spots that they put her in.
She's been crushing it. But they obviously needed time, presumably. And SGG, everyone was assuming we're going to get like a tag match at Mania. I wonder if we are.
I mean,
it's getting close, huh?
The reports are that Asuka's hurt. So if we, you know, it was rumored. I guess people were speculating that she'll be a part of whatever Bianca's doing, and Bianca's involved in a situation with damage control that now involves Naomi. Maybe Jade could have been a part of that, but Asuka's hurt now, so, you know, it wouldn't be 3-on-3. It would be, you know, who knows how they...
How hurt is Asuka?
It hasn't been reported yet, just like what she needs and how hurt she is, but people noticed that she was limping on Friday after she jumped off the apron, and then reports came out, I believe today, that she did in fact injure her knee. How injured is she, and will she be able to perform in, what, 18 days now? Maybe 19 days?
18 days.
Sunday? It's very close, but I guess we'll get more on Friday and as time passes. But I will say this too about Ospreay and even Okada going to NXT. Another thing that fans don't think about, especially with somebody like Ospreay and Okada, is that, you know, these are big international stars that will be asked to come to the U.S. And that's another huge transition, like a life transition, right? Bring your family over to the States. And as soon as you get here, you're on tour in a different place every week. that's a lot to throw at somebody who is living in a in the United States for the first time. So even a stint in Orlando just to get acclimated to the country and transition and like buy a house and put kids in school if you have to and get a footing before you're thrown into a new workplace and a new city every week, I think is beneficial even beyond what the fans usually think about, which is, can he wrestle? Can he promo? All right, debut him at Mania, give him the big belt, and then send them around around the world.
Right, it's right, like, right.
These people got to get their lives set up too. And that's a huge benefit of WWE having the Performance Center in Orlando, which they can learn the company.
And have a home base.
Without the yeah, exactly. Without the cameras and get acclimated.
But I will say, I'm excited to see what Ospreay does. Also, LA Knight, AJ Styles now official for WrestleMania. For the six-pack ladder match, we now have Judgment Day, DIY, Awesome Truth, New Day, and two more teams. I'm very excited for this match because it's giving me ladder match, Money in the Bank match at Mania vibes.
Yeah.
Like, it's just going to be a lot of fun. Awesome Truth is going to be, they're going to be great. I would love for them to win the titles. I would not be mad on Awesome Truth. Obviously, there's the history there between the Judgment Day and Truth. There could be a lot of fun to be had there. Who knows? But I am excited for the ladder match.
Yeah, I would love for them to win the titles too. And, you know, I wasn't sure how stacked this was going to be, but just from the Raw side, this is an insane, like, if it was just these four teams, insanity awaits us at WrestleMania. And two more teams from the SmackDown side are going to come in. So, like, this match on paper is shaping up to be just wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. We are now up to 10 matches officially with the addition of LA Knight, AJ, and Jay and Jimmy officially. Rosenbergbeats at gmail.com. Send your emails. Talk to us on the Discord. We'll do some emails, of course, on Friday, as well as we will get almost down to 2 weeks from WrestleMania. And I've been saying it now for a couple of months. This is literally it. If you've been hesitating on getting tickets to the Cheap Heat festivities that Thursday evening, you better go do it now because it absolutely will be sold to capacity. Shout out to producer Troy. SGG, do me a favor and stay mage this week.
MP, take it easy, man.
Shout out, take it easy, man.
Bret Hart is the greatest professional wrestler in the history of the art form.
Mage.